is a blue. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there is an increasing rift in the Republican Party between the Trump-type Republicans and their corporate supporters who'd supported them really ever since shortly after the Civil War, certainly in the 20th century, and certainly since the Second World War, supported Eisenhower, supported Nixon, supported George H.W. Bush, supported George W. Bush. Well, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, is the latest example of the break. He has introduced legislation and now prohibits cruise ships from requiring proof of vaccination from people, from customers, crew. And Republicans are simply attacking their former corporate allies. Now, what's the consequence of that? The cruise industry is huge in Florida, huge in Florida, a huge employer, huge economic impact. There are a lot of people who have taken cruises out of Florida for the Caribbean, a ton, all the time, all the time. And those people frequently will come into Florida a few days early before the cruise and stick around a few days afterwards. The cruise ships buy supplies in Florida, big economic impact on Florida. And most of them want proof of vaccination. It's very simple, very simple. I mean, the kinds of people who can afford those cruises, typically, if you take a look at the demographic of who's getting vaccinations around the country, it's a no-brainer. Bring your vaccination card from your doctor and you get on. DeSantis has prohibited that by law on the grounds that it infringes on personal liberty. Now, personal liberty is very important. What is personal liberty? Let's take something that's disfiguring, smallpox, or in the Middle Ages, the plague or leprosy. I mean, if you had a chunk of your face falling off or you had sores all over your face, I think most people would take the vaccine. Most would take the vaccine. The reason some don't, anti-vaxxers, is simply because most people who get COVID, it doesn't show, doesn't kill them, gives them blood clots frequently in their heart, their liver, their kidney, their innards. You don't know how that's going to crop up later, but they can be big libertarians. If you didn't take the vaccine and suddenly you got smallpox all over your face and were disfigured for life or had chunks of your flesh fall off, the anti-vaxxers would be real quick to get a vaccine and they'd hold a gun on you to make sure you got the vaccine. So DeSantis now, to be a big libertarian as he runs for president in 2024, is going, okay, even my cruise ships, any business in Florida can't require it. Now, that has external impacts. What about cruise ships in Alaska? A lot of them want to require a vaccine. They can do it in Alaska, but if that ship goes down to Florida and they can't do it and they're barred and blah, 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 blah. Now, right now, the cruise industry is somewhat split on that. Some of them will say, all right, well, if that's the requirement, we'll say we're not going to do it. And then if an outbreak occurs, we'll blame it on the law. I've got news for you. This is a sad thing to understand, but I'm going to say it to you. Just because the law requires something and then it results in something bad, you can be sued anyway. Okay. Let me give you an example. There was a company in Wisconsin who barred women who were more than who were pregnant. And I think it was any pregnancy that's revealed, but certainly over 3 or 4 months, from having certain kind of jobs with them because they're exposed to chemicals which could damage the unborn baby. Federal court overturned that and said that was up to the woman. So if a woman then took that job and did suffer that damage, she could still sue him. So life ain't fair. Life ain't fair. Deal with it, get over it. So on the cruise ship, they're not going to require vaccination. There's going to be an outbreak, and then some plaintiff's lawyer will sue them, say they should have taken precautions. What kind of precautions? DeSantis wouldn't let me. Well, you could have done other precautions. Luke, you look by the microphone, which I always love to see. What's on your mind?
Yeah, really, it fascinates me that after a year of people trying to avoid the coronavirus, that they would be so willing to jump on a cruise ship and go get neurovirus instead. It's a fascinating mental place where I don't know the people buying cruise tickets right now, but I'd be really interested to maybe just have a conversation with them. Socially distant, of course.
Well, you and I have been vaccinated, but I can't understand these anti-vaxxers. And, you know, they talk about different communities and this and that and the other thing, and they're Republicans. But I know some people who are anti-vaxxers, and they're perfectly reasonable people, smart people. And some of them have this deal where, well, it got developed too quick. And, you know, come on. First of all, hundreds of millions of people have taken it, and nothing bad's happened. Everything's good. I mean, yesterday we only had 65 new cases in the whole state. We used to have 6,000. 6,000. You think this happened by accident? Luke is right. He's exactly right. And the point is that DeSantis is willing to say, drop you, and that's a euphemism, to the cruise industry, one of his big employers and purchasers of supplies in Florida. He is doing it. He is doing it because he thinks, oh, well, this will help me get the Republican nomination in 2024. This isn't going to help him get anything. It's very stupid. Whatever happened to supporting businesses? Whatever happened to local control and delegation? Some businesses want it and some don't, and let it work itself out. This heavy-handed stuff from the state, this very heavy-handed stuff from the state, is bad. It's very bad. And in Wisconsin, the Republicans have put in a bill to prohibit businesses from requiring vaccination. Fortunately, Tony Evers gets to veto it. By the way, in case anybody's keeping score, OSHA and the federal government has ruled already that businesses can do that, that that's a reasonable restriction. If somebody comes in with a doctor's excuse and says, for some reason, I have a strange malady and it'll react badly with me, of course, they get excused. And there are also religious exemptions. There are religious exemptions, and that is appropriate. You have to respect religion. But here's the difference, and I'm going to give you an historical example. There was a time when certain Indian tribes used peyote as a form of sacrament, like communion. And they were prosecuted, and the federal government, the judges said, no, that's a religious observance as long as it isn't a large quantity and this isn't being used to subvert things. A small amount, if that's their sacrament. I mean, people use sacramental wine and some Christian denominations. The Catholic Church, for instance, you get communion under both species. And even during Prohibition, that is a sacrament in the view of the church. And peyote was a sacrament in the view of this Native American religion. But if you had a drug gang come in and say, this is a sacrament and I have 500 kilos of cocaine, that ain't going to fly. So if somebody says, well, I don't want to take it because of religious beliefs. All right, well, let's explore that. Show us the legitimacy, the accurate. I mean, show us the fact that you're really, not BSing us here, okay? And you're liberal about it. Most people aren't going to say that. Most people aren't going to say that. Anyway, there you have DeSantis making a bet. And I'll tell you what, I think there are an awful lot of businesses who are looking to support people who are going to say, well, how reliable is this guy going to be if he gets in? And the other thing about this is that the reason they think they can get away with it is business doesn't provide the bulk of their money anymore. The bulk of their money comes from mega wealthy people. And after Citizens United, they can do whatever they want. And I'm talking about people like the Koch brother, like this fellow Eline from Illinois and others. And they can give hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. If you're worth $50 billion, you can do that. And the businesses themselves in the aggregate aren't giving that. So the one thing you will not see are people like DeSantis standing up to the mega donors. You will not see him standing up to the mega donors. But that means you are going to have government by mega donor, and it's wrong. Shifting to the Congress, yesterday, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota issued a statement saying that America basically is like Hamas and the Taliban, has committed unspeakable atrocities. And she said the same about Israel. Now, let me tell you something. Enough's enough. You don't have a member of Congress, even the Democratic Party, saying America is like Hamas and the Taliban. We're not. We're simply not. Those are terror groups. Taliban kills people. Hamas does as well. Launches rockets. We can't have that. There's got to be a very stern conversation with Ilhan Omar. She does not belong in the Foreign Affairs Committee. Somehow she got put on there, gets confidential briefings on foreign policy. She should not be getting those briefings. She exudes hatred of our culture, quite frankly. And anybody who thinks that of America and says it and is in Congress doesn't belong in Congress. So my hope is she's been invited into Wisconsin in the past by members of the Democratic Party. I don't want to see that happen anymore. She is not speaking for the Democrats of the state or national Democrats. And I think these attacks, Ocasio-Cortez attack on Kamala Harris and all that, where are the attacks on the Republicans? Where are the attacks on the Republicans? There's almost an inclination to tear down the Democratic Party and reshape it in their image. Can't have that. You just can't have that. You got to stand up for it. This isn't normal progressive versus establishment Republican discussion anymore. That is no longer any of that. And speaking, by the way, as I was just before, of DeSantis and others thinking that they're getting to first base with some of this crazy stuff, poll came out. Who do Republicans? Republicans now. One is their presidential nominee. First place, Trump, 48%. That's just name recognition. Second place, Pence, 13%. Pence, 13%. DeSantis is third now with 8%. He's dropped like a stone. Romney, 4%. Cruz, 4%. Nikki Haley, 4%. Pompeo, 1%. And Donald Trump Jr., 7%. And this is an amazing statistic. Josh Hawley, who is sucked along to Trump, said anything can get away with, 0%. You know how hard it is to get 0% in a poll? If anybody listening to this, if Wisco Paul, Dick of Madison, Bill of Oconomowoc, Mark of the Sack, Luke or Matt Flynn ran for the Republican nomination for president, we'd get at least 1% by accident because somebody liked the name. To get 0%, they know he's an idiot and he's bad news. It's not working. What it does mean is that Pence may be stronger than we think. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.